When coronavirus first led to business shutdowns, Beehive Cheese didn't know what to expect.
In April, we saw one of our biggest months on our website. Usually our biggest month is December, but in April it was like, boom, boom, huge numbers. People were buying large amounts of cheese. I hate to say panic buying of cheese, but they were stocking up.
Katie Shull is the marketing director for Beehive Cheese. She says that Beehive first started offering larger cuts in January, but didn't expect them to sell like they did.
We kind of just laughed, like, no one's going to come to our website and buy a 5-pound block of cheese. But lo and behold, we were seeing our quarter wheels go out the door in droves.
Shull says after April, online sales did decrease, but they were still high compared to years past. In contrast, Bob Rogers with Bonneville Farms was not so lucky when the pandemic hit.
We've lost some of our retail mom-and-pop businesses that were buying tomatoes and stuff for hamburgers. And then it's made employment a little more difficult to obtain harvest crews and team people to do the work on the farm.
Despite these struggles, Rogers was able to market his crops to some large buyers in Iron County and go to more farmers markets. Rogers was also one of the participating farms in Farmers Feeding Utah, where Farm Bureau bought his crops and donated it to people in need.
It saved me having to dump or use the excess produce as the livestock feed. You know, it gives a source to get it out to be used for human consumption.
Beehive Cheese also offered a similar program to Farmers Feeding Utah to help keep their employees employed called Project Promontory. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.